The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up your
ass. Watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show, tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show for December 8th, 2009. I am your host, Jethro Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning in my loins, the baker of cookies, the tailor of fine armors, the girl downstairs, and the baker of yummy, sweet, delicious, fudgy goodness, it's Elquin Jetta!
Hail and greetings.
Hey, Elquin, how you doing?
Good.
As a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop in our in-game chat channel, eq2.guk.ogr. That's guk.ogr. Up and running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethro's parodies, etc., you can get them at kithacore.org. Okay, I'm done.
That's it?
Yep. Have a good week, everyone. Bye. No.
So all the people who go to the OGR channel are elite?
Well, it's where the OGR elite go to meet.
So that means they're elite.
Yes. People like Lyra and Valander and Dales! Dales! Sorry, I had to do that.
Who?
Deos.
Oh.
Did you hear me? I said, Deos! Deos! Anyway. Santini and Hud and Cheddarella and Nicotel and... You might even see, you know, famous OGR celebrities like Xanadi, Delmon, Jethro and Elquin.
You're the celebrity, I'm not.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
I'm just me.
Everyone knows you're the whole fucking show.
Pardon?
And occasionally we get visits by Domino.
Now, that's a celebrity.
Domino and Brass. People like that. And the incredibly weird Clorny. All right, so Frostfell is coming up. When is it? Thursday?
The 9th, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
I believe. Let me double check something.
I thought it was on the 10th. I'm.
Is it the? Well, I know they've got an update coming, hitting the servers tomorrow.
Okay, maybe I was. Okay, Lyra is saying Thursday.
Okay, well, Will the Tyrant. Let's see. Wait.
GU54 is tomorrow. I don't know why they're not doing it on the same day.
Okay, Will the Tyrant is planned to go live December 9th. That's tomorrow.
Okay.
It's a massive bug stomping expedition. plus...
Plus Freeport's getting hit, baby.
Second prelude... yeah, second prelude event to usher in Sentinel's fate will be made available. Attack Upon the Crowns will run until the next update in February. So, tomorrow we've got Will of a Tyrant, and then, what?
Mm-hmm.
Frostville hits Thursday, so we got updates 2 days in a row.
Yep.
Wow. And they probably split up because it's you know, quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I just got through taking footage of the tower, Lucan's tower, as it is now, because it won't be.
Well,
stock footage might be good to have, you know, for some reason.
Well, they'll probably put the Citadel back upright when the expansion comes out.
Don't know. It means it has to be rebuilt.
Well, yeah, there's probably going to be some kind of quest for that, but I don't know. But I can't see them leaving the floating citadel, you know, on its side or, you know, or crashed into the West Freeport wall, you know, for the rest of the game.
You never know.
You don't know.
Just in case, I took footage. So I have some stock footage of it that way. And, of course, I'll take footage of it the other way. Like, I got footage of Lucan and Antonica when they made their appearance here not too short, too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
For that short week, and no, I didn't get pictures of me standing up there mooning him. I should have, but yeah, I didn't think about it.
You know what, though? I can just see Lucan's reaction now. He's going to come back from his trip or whatever he was, or wherever he is when all this goes down. He's going to see the Citadel on it, and he's going to go, "What the hell is this? Who was guarding the Citadel? You're all you're all dead anyway. Well, I'm going to raise you up and kill you again. Damn Glaven."
He'll probably blame it on me.
Oh, my household.
It'll be interesting to figure out, find out what happened.
Hmm. Well, word I'm getting is that the Halatians are all pissed off. You know, it's a build-up.
Barbarians,
the,
yeah.
Yeah, so.
It's a barbarian uprising!
Yeah, I like that. Hecate from the Antonia Vale server. Yeah, Luke would be like, "God damn it, who took my Citadel for a joyride?"
I forgot to park it straight.
Wait a minute, just... No, Lucan doesn't have any kids. That would be kind of funny, though. You know,
none that we know of.
That would be kind of cool. Johnny!
Be kind of funny.
I was over at the Dem Mom site, which is eq2.eqtraders.com, checking mm-hmm. out some of the stuff. The traveling fair will be coming, too. I'm not sure if it's part of this or not. She has all the things that are coming for Frostville over there, and I was listening to podcast. What was it? 75? Which podcast is it? Yeah, it's live 75, and you can hear that at station.sony.com/en/podcasts.vm. And they were interviewing the two Delves that have been working on Frostfell and the Prelude and stuff. And they said, one of them said something about maybe sneaking in another fog cube.
Hmm?
One of them said they might be sneaking in another fog cube.
Oh, well, I've got more fog cubes than I know what to do with, so I'm not too worried about that.
Now, Lyra's asking me, did you see the Frostfell cubes? No.
Oh, there's a Frostfell cube. There's a cube with a Frostfell hat stuck inside of it.
Oh.
Now I'm looking at Den Mom's site because you mentioned it. There's an item here that I don't get.
What?
Floating dark candles. These apparently will be floating above whatever surface you're putting them on, but you can do that by using your scroll bar. Your scroll wheel. I don't understand.
Where in the hell are you seeing floating dark candles? Hmm. Oh. Well, maybe they bobble up and down in the air.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that would be cool. All right.
Okay.
That would be cool. I like the look of the new greeting cards. Those look pretty cool.
Lyra's saying it's on Dem Mom's site, but I am not seeing any.
What is?
The cube, Frostfell cubes. I'm not seeing
it. Yeah, she linked to it somewhere in here. I know I saw it. Let me see if I can find it here.
You're digging.
Craftables. I can't wait for the...
Well, there's supposed to be a new craftable that they were talking about. You know, like the little Christmas crackers that you get? Not mm-hmm. the type you stick in soup, but the type you pull, and they go bang, and you get a little prize inside.
Hmm.
They're going to put something like that in. And you don't know what's in them. You got to give them to somebody, and you won't find out till they're open.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, did you notice something here?
Hmm.
On EQTraders.com, looking at the GU54 crafting and event thing, about where is it? About a little more than halfway down, there's a nice little write up on auto mentoring.
Oh.
And she goes, what? You don't know about plushies? Elkman Jenna did a great write-up over here. And then she links to your article.
Aw, she's sweet.
Well, you did do a great article on it, so.
I gotta keep checking on it.
See if they added anything new. Well, maybe after tomorrow's patch. We don't know.
Well, so far I haven't seen any... ooh, they got icicles this time, too.
Yeah, I'm seeing that now. The glacial round table looks pretty cool.
Ooh, I like the, they got some newer stuff this time for the castle run thingy that is, the frozen place that you go into.
Right.
Okay. That's going to carry on over, into the new expansion.
Oh, cool. All right.
So you'll find out more about that.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Very cool.
And the fruitcake you throw this time,
yeah,
a piece of fruitcake will go into the person's stuff.
Oh, so they can have their own fruitcake.
Well, yeah, sort of passing the fruitcake along.
Oh, that's cool. All right.
Oh, there's the Frostfell cube.
Oh, where'd you find it?
It's in the Icy Keep.
Oh,
the Icy Keep. First two quests, vendor blocked again this year. Blah blah blah.
Now, I can't wait to see...
new house items.
I can't wait to see some of these, and you know I'll be doing it.
It's just a sight that you can see.
I can't wait to see, I'll be doing it, some of the Frostfell houses that'll be coming out. And, of course, with these new icicles and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to look good.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely want one of the round tables. That just looks, like a really nice glass-top round table.
Yeah, it does. It looks really nice.
I'm not too sure about the bed, though.
I think that's an interesting bed.
Yeah. Looks kind of cold.
Well, what do you expect? I think it looks kind of pretty.
Hmm.
I mean, I keep going through beds like crazy. I get the new beds and try it, and it's like, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm working on right now in Jethro's place. We completely redid Jethro's house into his theater, which I announced last week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to say my opening night went pretty well. What do you think?
I think it went fine.
Went pretty well. The Silver Rose Theater, we had a nice little haunting there. And we got to give a nice little shout out to Grimmy Darkpaw. He's a role player here on the Antonia Vale server. Goes around as a gnoll. He role plays that he's a gnoll. And he was randomly chosen as our victim. Come to find, I gave him the hair of the dog so he could play dead. Come to find out, he's a monk.
Oh, he could have done it anyway.
So he did it anyway. So I think he's a monk. Anyway, he said he had feigned death. Could have been a Shadow Knight. I don't know.
Shadow Knight, necromancers.
Either way, he could have done it without it. So whatever. But he was a good sport. And he played along. We had a good time. So I think we're going to do it again this Friday.
Okay.
It's late at night. We're not going to disturb anyone's Frostfell hunting or anything like that.
this should be okay.
But I don't think next week, because you know people are going to have a lot of Frostville stuff going on or Christmas
yeah.
stuff going on.
There's supposed to be There's supposed to be new presents to pick up.
Cool. All right.
As well. And what else? You get to do a quest to help out the Frostfell fairy that got beat up last time. That used to give out gifts, but he got beat up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's a new quest there. I didn't get to listen to EQ Tuesday today.
I'm at work. I never get to.
Well, I was watching the thing about the memorial service up here in the state of Washington for the four officers that got killed. Mm. I was watching that. I don't know. Do we have any law officers that play EverQuest?
I'm sure there are somewhere. I don't know if we know any personally.
Well, if there is any, I want to say thank you for what you do. So there.
All right, so let's see here. So what else we got going on here? I have notes. Let me open up my emails. I email myself notes for the show. All right, let's see here. Oh, yes, I do have an announcement to make. It's a very serious announcement. Very serious. There's no humor involved in it at all. But it must be made.
Okay.
It's Santanita's birthday!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday!
Well, happy birthday to Santania on the Antonia Vale server. We know her in real life. She's a great gal. Not only bakes in game, but she's also learning how to bake in real life. And we're promising basically when she comes up for Christmas this year, by the time she leaves, we will probably gain another 50 pounds. You with me there, hon? Did I lose you?
No, I'm still here.
Alright. So, let me see on my notes here. I have Santania's birthday. Jethel chokes on a peanut.
Oh, frig.
Did I scare you a little bit yesterday?
Yes. I had the boy run up because he can run faster than me, and I figured you don't have to...
Well, you know...
I'm like maneuver!
It's no big secret that I have denture work. And, of course, it covers the upper palate of my mouth. And every once in a while, well, you know, this actually happened the first day I had my dentures. But it happened with a Skittle. Flicked something in my mouth. It ricochets off the top plate and goes right down the windpipe. I'm telling you, it's like some kind of a weird pool bank shot. Just,
You were choking for a long time.
Well, I was coughing for a long time.
Okay, well, you were coughing for a long time.
Well, yeah, I was trying to, you know, cough up some peanut. I felt it. It was down there pretty good. One of those situations where all you can really do is lean forward and inhale slowly. Inhale slowly so you can cough. Because if you inhale too quick... you're going to suck it back into your lungs again. It was, it sucked. Not the first time I've choked, but probably not the last.
Well, that was pretty bad.
Oh, you weren't around when I know I'm going to get some shit for this, but yeah, I choked on chicken.
Yes, you choked your chicken? Very men will admit to choking their chicken, you know.
Yeah.
It was one of those nice little roach coach chickens on a, you know, in a plastic tray type of things. And I was working at my dad's garage, and it's like, God, we're really busy. I gotta eat something. And
you know, you're supposed to not inhale the bones.
Well, there are no bones involved, actually. Do you have your speakers on?
I'm checking out something
I was going to say, I can hear your horse hooves or something like that.
Sorry, I was... No, it seems like it's still right on... not seeing anything new yet.
Mm.
Now, I have a list of all the... Here, let me... my horse is breathing. Let me camp out. I have a list of all the missions. And you basically, if you go and you talk to the Chronomage and find out which one it is, you can take my list and build your own and put dates next to them so you know what day which one is going to be coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been periodically checking on test to see if, you know, there's any difference. I mean, if I go there and it's a different one than what I have for that specific day, then I know that there's a new one. And so far, there isn't one. I thought they threw one in there for... Stormhold. But I'm not seeing it yet.
Oh, well, maybe not. And I've just received a couple of tells about some very important news coming up. And one thing that we actually missed.
What?
Is Katrina's birthday coming up on Thursday, and last Saturday it was Chetarella's birthday. So happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
All right, so happy birthday to Katrina and Chetarella and Santania. And I was
happy birthday, guys.
I was also asked to make this to say something about this early in the show because they have to go to bed. But we want to thank Jolynn and Valander for the lovely army of duckies. We received a box full of miniature rubber duckies, and they will be protecting Elquin's monitor, along with the wolf pack. You have a wolf pack guarding your monitor, too.
I'm not going to have enough desk space. What happens if the wolves try to eat the ducks?
I don't know.
Be a problem.
So we thank Jolynn and Valander very much. They'll be put to good use. I posted a picture of it on the Facebook site and at kithacore.org for handsome little duckies. Okay. Let's see what else I have in my notes here. I have notes. Sometimes I do keep notes. See, I've already plugged the Silver Rose. This coming Friday night, the Silver Rose Theater opens its doors once more, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time. The curtain rises.
Providing that all my artists are here on time.
The curtain will rise at midnight. God, what was it? We started, 45 minutes late last week because no one showed up until the last minute?
I don't know. I thought we had plenty of people. I think you were waiting for one more artist or somebody to show up. I don't know.
Well, I didn't want to go on stage with just like two people.
Well, we could have stalled, you know?
So I'm hoping this next week, I have received assurances from a couple of the folks who couldn't make it due to one reason or another. Last week, they will show up this week. And then the weeks after that are pretty much Christmas time, and we'll continue afterward.
After.
This Saturday?
This Saturday? What about this Saturday?
I'm going to drag you on a mission.
Oh, God.
I can't handle the Tower of Drafting alone. I need help.
Tower of Drafting?
Drafting, yeah. So,
that's
anybody
with
else?
The Bixies?
Yes.
Okay, we can do that.
We have to mentor down to at least 50, no higher, because we have to. There's mobs in there that have to be green when you kill them, because they have to drop certain items, and then you have to use those items in order to get to the queen.
Ah, gotcha.
So, this Saturday I'll be looking for people to go do a Chronomage mission. It's the only one I'm missing.
Yes, right. We're going to go to the Chronomages. We're going to go fuck up some Bixies. Yeah, Bixie. Get in my belly! Yeah.
I kind of wonder why they stopped at 37.
What's that?
Missions.
I couldn't tell you.
It's all I have listed. So we'll see, you know.
No idea.
I don't know.
I am not knowing.
I really enjoyed those. I miss doing them on a daily basis. It was like a surprise. I have to go back and do them all over again after this update, because they fixed it so when you do it, you do one, you will always be able to buy that plushie. Beforehand, you do the mission, you have that day, basically, to get to do it and get your plushie.
Right.
Even though the missions say that you have X amount of time to complete them, which is more than just a day. It's like 48 hours or something like that. So, but you need to at least do them all one more time in order to gain the ability to buy them anytime you want. So, I may go back and do them. I don't know. Or may not. I may just go do the ones I think are really super neat.
Super nifty, she says.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked them. It was sort of a, well, where am I going to go today surprise type thing, you know?
Yeah, I suppose. All right.
But then we'll have the fairs coming along, and that'll be another good reason to go and do your writs, because you'll be gaining tokens to spend at the fair also.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of writs, I need to get out and go hunting and do some more of those soon.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, this week we're going to be talking about what do we recommend for people to go see for their Christmas movie watching?
Does it have to be new ones, or can it be old ones?
Oh, no, it can definitely be old ones. What are we going to recommend people load up on Netflix?
Netflix? Well, you know my favorite one.
Oh, yes, we're definitely going to be talking about that one, because it's my favorite, too. The Muppets Christmas Carol. We love this movie.
My favorite song is It Feels Like Christmas.
Which one is that? Is that the one sung by Christmas Present?
That from Christmas Present, yes.
Yep, I love that one too. Unfortunately, could not find the Muppets Christmas Carol album on Rhapsody. Otherwise, I would be playing it during the show here.
And well, we'll have to get it by other means.
Yeah, sure, we'll find it. Let's see. I actually have a list.
You have a list?
I have a list of available Christmas movies.
Okay.
All right, let's see here. Of course, now how did you like the new Christmas Carol with Jim Carrey? How did you like that one?
It was okay. It wasn't bad. I mean, like I told you before when we talked about it, you know, they had a couple other aspects in it that I've never seen or heard of before when...
like insulting the church.
Yeah. Putting down the church, basically, for, you know, being hypocrites. Because they would shut... I mean, in old-time England, you know, that people didn't always have the money for fuel to have their own fire in their own house to cook food. So they would go to the local bakery or someplace else and pay a small price and use their fires to cook their meals. And the church decreed that on Sunday nobody was supposed to be working at all, so there would be no fires for anybody to use to cook food unless you had one at home already. So a lot of the poor people would go without a warm meal at least one day a week. And they made reference to that in the Jim Carrey one, which was like, wow.
Okay. I've never actually read the book, so I don't know if that's playing true to the story or not.
I'm going to read it, but I'm pretty sure. I mean, it sounded like something like that would, you know, be brought up mm-hmm. at that time. It's an, you know, we watched it in 3D. The 3D, of course, is like excellent. It was great watching it snow on everybody. We were sitting in the back and it's like snowing on everybody down below us. It was cool. You know, out of all the Christmas Carol ones outside of, you know, the Muppet one, because that's in its own realm, I think. Okay. I can't compare it to other ones. But then you have the one by Patrick Stewart that I highly enjoy. It's a little more serious, I think, but I like it. Jim Carrey's, they tried to throw in jokes in it, and it just didn't hit me right. I don't know. It was like, trying to make a joke here? No, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I would... If you're looking for a new twist on the Christmas Carol one, yeah, give it a shot. But I would definitely go watch it while you can in 3D. I don't think I would buy it. I would rent it if it was out in DVD.
Right.
It's not one I want to own. So there's that. I know you don't like Polar Express, but I love that one.
I have a, you know, it's the same reason I didn't go see The Christmas Carol with Jim Carrey. I have a problem with movies where a single person plays every fucking role. I don't care. Tom Hanks does every voice acting, you know, does every character in The Polar Express. I'm sorry.
Well, that's fine. I didn't realize that. I just got into the story.
Now, of course, I'm being a total and complete hypocrite, you know. Because when I do my skits, I'm the only voice actor. But
yeah. So there is that. But I enjoyed the movie. I never realized Tom Hanks was doing all the voices. I knew that he was probably the conductor and mm-hmm. the hobo. Outside of that, I didn't recognize him as any of the other characters at all. And I still enjoy the music in it, and I enjoy the whole graphic, you know. Right.
Now, Valander is mentioning Mel Blanc, who is a cartoon voiceover actor.
Yes.
And, well, you know, that's different. He can actually make it sound like he's different people.
I think you're prejudiced. I think you saw that Tom Hanks was all the voices, and...
No, hon, I've seen the movie, too. I don't like it. I'm sorry. It's just not my kind of movie.
Did you know that he played all the voices before you saw the movie?
Yes.
Well, that's why I say you're prejudiced when you went in to see it. I'm not going to like this. He's playing all the music. All the voices. You already preset in your mind that you knew that he was going to be doing all the voices, so you strained to hear it that way. I swear to God, I did not know he played more than maybe two parts in the whole thing. So there. Mm. Now, the next time I watch it, I am going to be straining to see if I could pick up his inflections on the script that he reads to see if I can recognize him doing it.
Let's see. What's next on my list here? Okay, so Christmas Carol, you're saying great effects, but...
Yeah.
Give or take. All right. A Christmas Story. All Ralphie wants for Christmas is the Red Ryder BB gun.
If you haven't seen this one yet, you're dead.
It's been a long time since I've actually sat down and watched entire thing.
It seems like every Christmas there for a couple years, they would just play it to death. You could turn it to any channel on the TV and you would find A Christmas Story playing.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why I don't like it. It's overdone. I really don't like things that are overdone. It's like, yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, all right, Christmas Story, yeah. It's playing 3 days, 3 times a day, every day until Christmas? What the hell?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then, you know, you just get too much of it and you get sick of it.
It's been a while since I've seen it. I wouldn't mind watching it again, but it's not one of the ones I own, or we own.
Okay, so let's see here. What else we got? Christmas with the Cranks.
I saw that for the first time the other day.
Now, what is it? They're trying to go to Caribbean, but their flight gets canceled or something like that, so they end up having to stay home?
No. For once, I mean, this seems like a couple that... Every Christmas, they are the ones on the whole block that just do it up big for Christmas. They're the biggest donators, they throw the biggest parties, they've got the best decorations, and everybody looks to them to be the setters, I guess, okay? Yeah. They're known for, it's like their middle name is Christmas. Mm-hmm. And their daughter goes off into the Peace Corps, and there's just them, and they decide... the husband talks the wife into skipping Christmas 1 year and taking a Caribbean cruise. Mm-hmm. So they proceed to go through the month of December trying to avoid everybody and Christmas and doing it. And, of course, they have problems with the neighbors who neighborhood group wants them to do it. And anyway... they're just getting ready to go, and the daughter calls and says that she's coming home for Christmas, and she's bringing her boyfriend, and she can't wait to show him all the decorations and the frosty on the roof and the big Christmas party.
But they haven't done squat.
They haven't done squat, and they have a very short amount of time to scrape it all together, and that's the comedy part of it at that point, I think. And it's good at that. It's a good one to watch. I don't think I'd ever, go, oh, that movie's on. I want to go watch it. I think I see it, that's going to be it for me.
All right. I've never actually seen it from beginning to end, so.
Well, if you've never seen it, it's something to watch.
All right. It's just on my list. Of course, Delia from the Crushbone server mentioned Scrooged. Scrooged with Bill Murray and Bobcat Goldthwait.
That's always a good one to watch.
I love that movie.
Back, we need to get that.
God, what year was it done, Scrooged? I don't know.
You're
there
looking.
It is, 1988. And of course, for 1988, they were trying to just do a modernization of Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm.
With the guy being Scrooge, being the producer on a network television station.
That was producing Scrooge.
Yeah, that was producing a big, overly flamboyant, really really bad version of Scrooge, just for the ratings.
Yep.
And was going to do it live and stuff like that. And it was really well done. I really enjoyed it. I mean, Bobcat as the Bob Cratchit kind of character.
Yeah.
Just kicked ass. Gets his hand on a freaking shotgun at the end. Accidentally blows out some of the television monitors. Don't touch that dial! I like it. Oh, God. What's the name of the actress that did Ghost of Christmas Past? God, she played Latka's wife in Taxi. Oh, God. Carol Kane.
Carol Kane, yeah.
I loved Carol Kane as the Ghost of Christmas Present. She kept beating the crap out of Bill Murray.
Yeah, that was good.
Come on, we're going to Harlem! Wham!
Runs him into walls.
And beats him up with a toaster. That was great. So let's see, what else is on my list here? Let's see, blah, 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 blah. I have not seen Eight Crazy Nights. That's Adam Sandler's animation movie about a half-Jewish, half-Christian guy trying to do both holidays. And I've heard it's really good. I've heard that they really did a good job at it. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either, so we're on the same footing on that one.
Okay, so we're leaving it at we've heard it was good. Elf.
I've watched it a few times, and I enjoy it each time.
What the hell is his name?
Farley?
Not Farley. Ferrell.
Ferrell.
I don't like Will Ferrell. I just don't like him. I have not enjoyed a single movie this dude has made. He was good on Saturday Night Live. He was good on Saturday Night Live. I'll give him that.
I thought you liked Blades of Glory, at least.
Blades? Oh, the one that he did with...
the guy from...
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes.
It was all right. You notice I haven't bought it.
Yeah.
It was okay, but I just really don't like Will Ferrell. I just don't like him. I don't find him funny. The Santa Claus.
Yes.
With Tim...
Allen.
Tim Allen. Oh, God, I love this movie. The first one. Second one was kind of silly.
And I don't remember the third one well enough to judge it without seeing it again.
The third one was when Jack Frost tries to take over.
Yeah. I would still have to see it again in order to make a better judgment.
I did not like the third one. I really didn't like the third one. Jack Frost tries to take over the North Pole, and Bernard is a new kid because the guy playing Bernard was too old to play the elf.
Bernard wasn't even in it.
Oh, that's right. He got promoted out or something.
Right. He got promoted out.
Right. I did not enjoy
which
the third one.
I didn't like. I think Bernard was part of the magic to
keeping Santa in check. Yeah.
Yeah. I liked his character. I liked him being there. And when he wasn't in the last one, it was like, well, where's Bernard?
Yeah.
Well, Bernard's not in this one. What?
So,
well,
yeah.
I don't want to watch this.
Really didn't like that one. Of course, going back to the classics, It's a Wonderful Life. That's the one where the guy tries to...
Stewart.
What's that?
Stewart.
Yep. He tries to commit suicide, and Angel shows him his life as if he had never lived. And honestly, I liked it. I like it a lot. That's another one of those things that it's been overdone.
Overplayed.
It's been overplayed, but it's still good movie. Jimmy Stewart. Miracle on 34th Street.
Old one or the remake in color?
I haven't seen... Let's see, when was the remake done? It was pretty recent.
Not too long ago, but long enough.
Okay, Miracle on 34th Street was redone in... Pardon me.
Maybe.
Late 80s, I thought.
Do you want me to...
Oh, 94. Torrin is saying 94.
It's been a while.
It actually has been remade four times now. The original was 1947. It was remade in 55, 59, 73, and 1994. I have not seen the one from 1994. I like the original the best.
I'd have to go look at the dates to tell you which one I liked. Besides the original.
Yeah, I probably couldn't. I mean, the 47, 55, and 59, I probably couldn't tell you which one to switch.
I could if I looked at them.
Yeah. Now, here's one that I liked that not a lot of people saw. Mixed Nuts.
Mm-mm.
It's about Christmas Eve at a suicide hotline center. Has Steve Martin. Now I'm going to have to look this up.
I think I might have seen it once, but nothing to...
I liked it.
Make me say, oh, I want to see that one again.
So let's see. Steve Martin, Madeline Kahn.
And I like Madeline Kahn.
Gary Shandling. Adam Sandler's in it. I didn't realize Adam Sandler was in there. Oh, apparently it was a remake of a French film. But, you know what? Oh, and Rob Reiner's in that, too.
He probably directed it.
No, he was Rob Reiner as the vegetarian. Apparently his role didn't have a name. It was just vegetarian. And Jon Stewart was in it.
Wow. Who directed it?
Let's see. Directed by Nora Ephron.
No a clue who
Not
that
a clue.
Is.
But anyway, I thought it was a funny movie. It was good. I enjoy it, and I recommend it. I put it on our Netflix so we can get it before Christmas.
I'll probably watch it and say, oh, yeah, I remember this.
It could be. So we have Prancer.
I loved Prancer.
Prancer. A little girl finds a reindeer that she believes is Prancer, nurses it back to health, come to find out it is Prancer.
Yep.
That's a good one. It's a good
Nobody believes that it... Nobody but her believes either, so...
It's a good family, feel-good type of movie, type of thing. So let's see here. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Pardon?
I do not recommend this movie. The Jethro Silverwing Show does not endorse Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
I think I actually remember watching that once.
You admit to it?
Yes. Yeah, I have watched that once sometime long ago. That's something you don't forget after you see it.
Oh, God. Santa's Sleigh.
Oh, no, not that one.
2005 black comedy starring Bill Goldberg, wrestler and former NFL quarterback, I believe. Bill Goldberg.
That's not where Santa goes around killing people, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's not really a Christmas
I didn't
movie.
Say I recommended it. So let's see, what else we have? I'm just reading down the list here. I got this list from Wikipedia.
I thought this was your personal list.
No. I've never seen half of these movies. So let's see here. Of course, fantastic movie, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Of course.
Loved it.
It's a dual-purpose movie.
Yep, you can watch it Halloween and Christmas.
There you go.
Fantastic movie. Of course, I cannot watch this movie without remembering my roommate, Terry. We went to go see it in the theaters. I had had the hots for Terry for years. She tapped me on the shoulder and gave me one of those looks. You know those looks? The come here and kiss me looks?
Yeah.
The come hither. Come hither, I want you now look. And this is the look I've been waiting for years. I came closer. Our lips touched. Our tongues danced, She pushed a Sour Patch Kid into my mouth and laughed. I, of course, had never had a Sour Patch Kid. Scared me for life. For life. But anyway, Nightmare Before Christmas. Let's see, what else we have on this list here? Getting toward the end here. I've never seen White Christmas, 1954.
What, Bing Crosby?
Bing Crosby. I've never actually seen the film.
You're kidding!
I've never seen it.
It's good.
I'm dreaming.
But you see, I grew up watching reruns of Bob Hope and Bing Crosby type movies, so right. That falls right into that sort of stuff. So watching White Christmas was like, you know, a no-brainer of something we did.
Mm. Okay, so let's see here. What else of... let's see. Scrolling up here to see if anyone else has...
You're not mentioning some of the good ones.
Like what?
Rudolph!
Well, I was just going through the theatrical movies. But yeah, Rudolph, Frosty the Snow, all the claymations... All the claymation movies, yeah, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
What about all the extra of, movies they made of Rudolph?
Well, you mean like Shiny New Year and...
Yeah.
Rudolph, Shiny New Year.
Hey, you know, Red Skelton voiced that one too.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. I think it was one of the last things he did, though.
Yeah, which one was with Heatmeister and Coldmeister? That was Shiny New Year, wasn't it?
No, that's Santa Claus is Coming to
Town. Santa Claus is Coming to Town, that's right. I'm Mr. Heatmiser, I'm Mr. Sun.
I like that one. Now, they did a remake of that one not too long ago with live action.
Yeah, they did live action. Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't mind it. I liked it. I mean, it was the people they got to sing the guy's parts. I was kind of, I don't know, were they a little weak?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it worked. It still worked.
Yeah. I'd like to announce at this point that Lowkick is the biggest winner.
He is?
Well, that's what just flashed across my screen here. Lowkick has earned the achievement Biggest Winner. Think of achievements for the weirdest things, you know that?
Hey, well, at least it keeps us interested.
All right.
It's something.
And my personal favorite. Of course, you know, my friends and stuff know I'm not a religious guy. But Nestor, the long-eared Christmas donkey. The story of Nestor, the donkey that carried Mary to Bethlehem. And I'm not a religious person, really, but I like Nestor.
Had me boo-hooing.
It's sad, it really is, when Nestor's mother sacrifices her life for her baby donkey.
Yeah, made me boo-hoo.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lowkick would like us to correct that. He's not the biggest winner. He's the biggest wiener.
He's got the biggest wiener?
No, he is the biggest wiener.
Oh, okay.
There we go. All right. Apparently, N2 on the Antonia Bale server has dinged 200 AAs.
Yay, you maxed.
So, congratulations. There's your ding. All right. So what other Christmas things can they get at Netflix that I'm missing?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
You're supposed to know these things.
We've got a lot of Christmas movies anyway.
Netflix.com.
I like the...
Hmm?
It's... the Santa Claus movie. Called The Santa Claus Movie. Called The Santa Claus Movie.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
I think we own it because it's one that I really, really liked a lot. Maybe boo-hoo. Hmm. The story starts out about a man and a wife who have no children. He's a wood carver type guy, and he starts making toys, and him and his wife take a sleigh out and start delivering them to the kids, Anna Correa is saying the story of Santa Claus, but I still think it's The Santa Claus Movie, but I'll go look it up. Anyway, they get lost in a blizzard on the way home, and they end up at the North Pole, and the elves take him in, and he becomes Santa Claus. The guy who used to play Penguin from the old Batman series is the elder elf who grants the title of Santa Claus onto him. Oh, God.
Okay, I just came across a movie that we completely forgot. And I'll let you continue your...
I can't think of the actor's name. I can see his face, but I can't think of it. the guy who played Arthur?
Hmm?
Starts with a D.
God. Well, I'm at Netflix. Let me look it up. I know who you're talking about. God, I can't remember his name.
He also plays in the movie Arthur. Dudley Moore,
that's it.
Yes. He is an elf there who ends up leaving to create his explore or whatever. He ends up making children fly and gets in with the wrong crowd. And anyway, it's an interesting story. I always I love the beginning of it.
Hmm. Now, we completely skipped over a movie that we should have mentioned at the top.
What?
A Charlie Brown Christmas.
I haven't seen those in a long, long time.
With the pathetic little Christmas tree?
I haven't seen them in a long time, hon. I used to watch them every friggin' Christmas.
I love that one. Christmas time is here. It was back then that they started voicing the Peanuts with all girl voice actors, because the boys were growing up too fast and the voice is changing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know what? We've been on for an hour. I think we're going to go ahead and take a music break.
Okay.
Oh, Kalala on the test server saying that it's on tonight.
What?
Charlie Brown Christmas.
Well, there you go.
Of course, we're, doing this.
You forgot another one.
Which one?
The Grinch.
You're a mean one.
Of course, the original one.
The original,
How the Grinch
Jim
Stole
Carrey.
Christmas, which was the Dr. Seuss cartoon, and then Jim Carrey's The Grinch.
I have not seen the Grinch with Jim Carrey.
Well, we have it now, so you get to sit down and watch it.
Okay. I will not pass judgment until I actually see it, okay?
You probably won't like it.
Okay, then in that case, I won't watch it.
Oh, I don't know. Eric just absolutely loves it.
I don't know. I can't take Jim Carrey as seriously as an actor. I just can't.
Okay. The name of that movie, yep, that's it.
Hmm?
Santa Claus, The Movie is what it was called.
Okay.
Came out in 1985. Does Dudley Moore, John Lithgow, who else? David Huddleston.
Hmm.
Burgess Meredith. That's who I was thinking of.
Okay.
Like I said, the first part of the movie is just really magical, and I like it. It's boo-hoo-hoo-y. Okay.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and take a music break. And we're going to start the music break with a song that has been submitted to Sony for their little contest. They got a contest going. Let me find it here. Community Challenge, Holiday Carols.
What did you submit?
I submitted Here Comes Nagatone. But that isn't the song we're going to start with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you go to the official EQ2 forums, go to the community news area, Abneras has started one called Community Challenge, Holiday Carols. If you want to rewrite one of your favorite Christmas carol, make it EverQuest related. I guess they're giving some kind of a prize. Let me see. Do they list what the prize is? Challenge rules. Blah, 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 blah. The reward will be reviewed by the Sony community team. First place winner will have their song sung by the community team on the podcast. And there will be an in-game reward, but they're not saying what it is.
But that's for EverQuest.
EverQuest 2.
And EverQuest 2?
I am on the EverQuest 2 forums here, huh?
Really?
Yep, so I submitted Here Comes Nagafin. I had to change the lyrics a little bit because I say ass in it.
Yeah, I can't. No, they wouldn't.
So I rewrote it to say, put this boot right up our app, bud. But I didn't re-record it, of course. But I'm going to start our music break here with Ozrock.
Okay.
He wrote a nice little song here called Deck the Trolls.
And I
recorded it and put it up on kevacore.org.
So heard that last week. It was really good.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to go ahead and start off with that. We'll be back in a few.
Stay tuned for more of the Jethro Silverwing Show right after this break.
Strike the trolls with swords and arrows. Tis the season to be heroes. Strike them down with strength and vigor. Kick them out of Grub forever. See the fight outstretched before us. Take them down and join the chorus. Praise to Ma for his sweet treasures. Trolls are gone for now and ever. Laugh and cheer, the war is over. Fill the air with heartfelt fervor. Safe and warm till Ma doth claim us. Then reward for acts most valiant.
Nagafin down in Solosex I. We all had a ball, showed lots of gall, but now we're gonna die. Blaze bats, stone spiders, drill master kicks, we're tough enough to fight. Ranger, evac the team out of here, or we're gonna get squished tonight. Here comes Nagafin, here comes Nagafin. Good lord, he's got our scent. I hear a team of 70s came and didn't make a dent. Hear that roaring in the distance, this ain't gonna be fun. Well, I'm gonna hit call, it's been a ball, we should all turn tail and run. Nagafin, here comes Nagafin, looking to do us harm. That guy didn't run fast enough, and he's chewing off his arm. When we look back upon this raid, we may smile and laugh. But for now, he's running us down, putting his boot right up our ass. Here comes Nagafin, here comes Nagafin, I should have tried to flee. But now I'm cornered, I turn to see, he's staring right at me. If I could make one wish for Frostfell, I'd like to skip this raid and spend my night harvesting, or at least I would have got paid. Nagafin, he ate our cleric whole. The warriors and rangers are running about. This is really getting old. When you plan your guild's next raid, come to Solace XI. Just to get me out, don't hang about, or your team is gonna die.
Hear the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. Ding, 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 dong, that is our song. With joyful ring, all caroling, one seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere. Bell in the air, oh, how they pound, praise in their sound, oh, hear them dare, telling their tale.
Hey man, did you hear that?
Hey everybody, Santa's here!
Aw, there ain't no Santa Claus.
Yes, there is.
Too, man.
He's here!
Merry Christmas, boys!
Red Peter!
Come on, you swinging hamsters, get over here! Right. We're gonna sing us a happy Christmas song!
Oh, no! It's not another corny, stupid song!
Yeah, no way, Dan! You tell him, Robin!
Yeah, no way!
Get over here and sing or I'll wring your little neck!
Hey!
So wrap your nuts, hamsters, gather round with me! Forget about all that teasing! We're breaking out the holly and aluminum tree, cause it's that jolly season!
Boy.
I know you've been naughty, but have you been nice? That's only Santa's business.
That's right, Red.
He's making his list and he's checking it twice.
Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Santa comes just once a year.
Tell him,
hamster. Just like you, Red, that's what we need.
Hey, wait
a minute. He's got a soft spot for reindeer.
Oh, that's nice.
Especially Rudolph's derriere.
Hey, knock it off, fellas, it's a holiday. Go on. Give Santa a big kiss.
No way.
You can play hide the hamster on a one horse sleigh.
Hey, wait a minute.
Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Hey, what happened to my lyric sheet? Anyone seen my lyrics?
Heck, we don't need no lyric sheets, Red. We know our parts by heart. Right, Billy?
Yeah, sure. I know my parts.
Yeah, me too.
Well, that's great, guys. I love Christmas songs.
Santa tried reaching up the neighbor's blouse after drinking all the eggnog.
Is that necessary?
He sat out in the bathroom for an hour or two, squashing off a Yule log.
Godfrey!
Wandered in his undies all over the house, but we banged in our own
disappear.
Keep on the lookout for Mr. Gear. Hamster
delivery in the rear. Roast nuts chesting on an open fire. Send his tongue stuck to the doorknob. What? His balls got funneled by a caroling choir while the parson gave him a hand. What? The slave came down and took him away. The whole damn crowd was dismissed.
Cause it's time to be sorry and it's time to be gay. Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Tonight my friend came to me and said, Jethel, what does Frostfell mean to you? Well, I looked at him, and with the wisdom that only 500 years in Norrath could bring me, I said, do I know you? See, I had a few of Brel's finest in me, and honestly, I don't think I could have remembered my mother's own face right about now, but I digress. Frostfell is a time for laughter, a time for cheer, a time for giving newbies really neat-looking swords that are really made out of balsa wood so they break the first time they try to use them. Yes, Frostfell is a time for giving, time for friends, really gullible friends with lots of money, friends who will black out after a few ales, friends that know you best, better than anyone else, and still they don't press charges. Frostfell is a time for snow, time for gifts, time for frostbite because the game designers didn't take into account how cold chainmail gets at sub-zero temperatures. Damn them. Frostfell is a time for cheer, time for love. I'm not talking about love between Bertongas and cheese. I'm talking about real love, squishy love. Love that one person has for another and they want to spend the rest of their lives together in a house, in a cottage, behind a bush for a few moments. Speaking of which, our barmaid is getting off right about now and I want to be there when it happens. That's what Frostfell means to me.
Ding-a-ling. Hear them ring. Soon it will be Frostfell Day.
Have a very merry Frostfell, gentle
soul. Keep going. Oh, I've been lost for days. Oh, what's that ahead? Oh, please don't be a mirage. It's a tavern! A tavern! Oh, is anyone there? No!
Yeah, what's all this now?
Oh, hello!
By Karana's thunder, what's happened to you, lad?
I got lost in the snow!
Lost in the snow? You must be frost to death! Come right up to the bar! Billy, get him a stein!
You're too kind, sir! But I haven't any money!
Yeah.
I've been lost for days!
Don't worry about it! I'm gonna go warm you up a nice bowl of stew! Oh. Why don't you just sip on this ale for a while?
Bless you, sir! Bless you, sir! Oh, ale! I haven't tasted ale for days. Oh, by Brel's beard. What ale is this? My stein's possessed. My heart and my soul are weak. let my king's conquest now quench by this golden reaping. This is Thrall's hot drink. This bar keeps pour and the wenches green. Haste, haste to bring us more.
Looking a little better now, aren't you, lad?
Aye.
Little all pink in the cheeks.
I can't thank you enough, sir.
Oh, very
you're a godsend. This is truly, truly a Throsfeld miracle.
To Throsfeld, everyone. Raise your glasses.
Find my way!
I'm a dwarf! We live right across the street!
That's a long way to go without the drink.
Okay, that's the end of our music break, and now it's time for Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Bun?
Is he creeping around Freeport, Kelethan, or he knows? A stabby freak for Tonga that everybody knows. With thin inside your pack tags and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norrath is
Cheez-It Nibble Buns.
Okay, folks, it's time once more to figure out where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. So go ahead and use the in-game chat channel there, and we'll try to figure out what continent, what zone, and what waypoint he is at.
I have a question, though.
Yes?
What are they playing for this week?
Stuff. They never know what they're playing for. But let's see here. Lyra wants to know if he's in love. No, he is not in Lava Frost. He is not in Everstorm.
Tamara's Deep. I think that's what TT is.
I don't know. Nicotel wants to know if someplace cold. No, I don't think it's cold here. Can he see water? No, I cannot see water where I am right now. No. Not in the Tangle. Not in the Tangle. He is not in Kunark. Not in Kunark. Somewhere where cubes... Are there cubes in this zone? I have no idea. I don't think so.
I don't remember.
I don't see any cubes. I don't believe there are any cubes. Can he see the sky? He cannot see the sky. Not see the sky. He is not on Faedwir.
He's not in somebody's sock drawer, sorry.
No, sorry, he's not in a sock drawer. Just a moment here. He is on the Enchanted Lands continent. I was just making sure that Enchanted Lands was in fact a continent, and it is. So he is on the Enchanted Lands continent. He is not in Rivervale. All right, Antu got it. He is in Runny Eye. Now, where in Runny Eye is he?
going to check my map, actually, because I'm not sure.
You went in there.
No, you went in there. I just kind of logged into him here. Let's see here. You know what? And it's very fitting that Lyra, you know, since we're doing the Frostville stuff this week, it's very fitting that Lyra has won where in Noreth is Cheese and Nibble Buns. I did not tell her where he was. She has guessed correctly. He is by Snorgle. So congratulations to Lyra. You know what I'm going to give Lyra?
What?
An autographed Frostville hat.
We have one?
Well, I have an extra hat at the store.
Oh, okay.
And I will have Cheez-It autograph the Frostville hat. And we'll ship that out to Lyra. Lyra, go ahead and send us send Jethel an in-game mail with your real mailing address. Don't worry, I'm not going to sell it off to the McScrugal Corporation or anything like that. Yeah, send me your real mailing address and I'll make sure you get that. Now let's get out of here before I'm killed. One of those zones that Cheez-It should not be in. The Lyra's got Frostfell on the brain. I might wear it to Frostfell next year, or fanfare. So I'm going to go ahead and get Cheez-It out of here, and I'll return to Jethel in a second. Or in a few minutes, I should say. Let's go ahead and get the regular music going again.
That didn't take long. We're going to have to come up with some better places.
We're running out of places. That's the problem.
There's plenty of places. We just have to work to get to them.
Could do this on the weekend instead of, you know, a couple hours before the show.
Yeah, he died a lot. I just couldn't get him over there in one piece.
All right, so what else do I have in my notes? Notes. I still have not received any photos of rubber duckies.
Maybe they're all doing obscene things.
Obscene rubber duckies?
Yeah.
Let's see, we'll camp back to Jethel here. But yeah, we have not received any photographs of rubber duckies. So, I don't even remember what I told people I was going to give them. I'll have to listen to last week's show and find out. All right, camping back to Jethel. There we go. Yeah, I'll have to listen to last week's show and see what we offered people on that one. Check my notes here. We are still doing the "Twas the Night Before Christmas" contest, the night before Frostfell contest, I should say. We've gotten a few submissions for it. I want to get more submissions for the contest.
We're running out of time.
Yep, we're going to be announcing the winner next week. I want more than two entries on this. So write up your version of "Twas the Night Before Christmas," but do it about Frostfell. Submit it to contest@kithacore.org. We've already received two. I would like at least three for this. And we will announce the winner next week.
I got to get into fudge production tomorrow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I got an invite from Brass on Facebook. And she doesn't usually play any of the Facebook applications, but this one, she wrote a little note on it, you know, stating just that, and we should try it. So I did, and it's called Treasure Madness, and it has a little intro that you go through that I thought was amusing. It says, "Bored of plowing your farm? If you like playing mini games, collecting treasures, and trading with your friends, then you are the one I need to save my museum. Welcome to Treasure Madness." And what it is, it starts out slow, but once you get going, it sort of picks up. You get these little maps, and you basically dig for treasure. You have, every time you dig, you use hit points up, and of course, once you have all your hit points used for the day, you can no longer dig for treasure. Sometimes you find items that you collect, that add to a collection. Other times you find gold, or you find food items that will replenish your health hit points. And as you're going through the little map, you can click and you get these little mini games that you play, which was kind of fun. Gems or other ones like that. I've played it a few times. It's fun so far. So if you're on Facebook, try out Treasure Madness. You might like that one. And it seems like every time I turn around, I'm doing some new application on Facebook. I try to limit myself to just the Farmtown ones. That's more than enough. And my book count, what's my book count up to? Trying to get up the spreadsheet. Yes, I keep a spreadsheet. Okay. Wrong spreadsheet. I think it was like 370-something now. There we go. There it is. Yep, 370. And they finally added the scrolls, the ancient scrolls from the collections. So if I counted those, then I'd have 378. But I don't count them because, well, they're not, I don't know, I keep kind of keep them off to the side on my list. Yes, I know, me and my books, huh? Gonna have to get you to play Treasure Madness on Facebook.
I don't wanna.
Yeah, you do.
No Treasure Madness.
A Brass prize it.
Well, if Brass jumps in front of a bus, you gonna do that too?
She doesn't usually do that, so sure.
No, I'm sorry, but sorry, folks, but anytime anyone sends me an invite for anything, Vampire Wars, Mafia Wars, whatever, it gets put on the ignore list. I don't ignore the person, I ignore the application.
Oh, you're terrible.
No, I have no interest. So stop it.
You know, there's going to be some new stuff coming to Free Realms.
Okay.
Player housing.
Really?
Yep.
Flee your housing.
That's going to be interesting. I might go back for a while and check that out. I haven't been over in Free Realms in a long time now. Cool. It just seems like I'm always busy with something else. Like Farmtown.
Farmtown!
There is nothing wrong with Farm Town.
Many dinners have been late because of Farm Town.
No, it has not.
And food burnt.
No.
Man of the house neglected.
I burned more food playing EverQuest. So there.
Farm Town. Oh, boy. Know what it is now?
I'm what?
Off, now I'm off my sugar high.
Not my fault.
Yes, it is.
How so?
I need more jelly beans.
No, you don't.
They need me.
No, they don't.
They talk to me.
Oh, boy.
They say,
Jethro, how come you haven't eaten us in a long time? We want you to eat us. I will get in your belly.
Oh, no, 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 no.
What are you doing?
Why?
I can hear what you're doing.
How can you hear what I'm doing?
I just don't know what you're doing.
Nobody else can hear me.
If I can hear you, they can hear you. Matter of fact, someone said just a minute ago, Nicotel hears Mario Brothers coins, so they heard some kind of coin thing going on. So don't tell me no one can hear.
Oh, it's just Treasure Madness. Madness.
Treasure Madness. She has the Treasure Madness.
I blame Brass.
Damn you, Brass! What have you done to my woman? And without videotape!
I'm bad, I know.
I know.
You love me that way, though.
Yep.
Okay, I think I got your little bedroom all straightened out. Well, yeah, I need more stuff in here. Stuff. Stuff, I tell you. You know, there's nothing more frustrating than trying to rearrange your house when you've got a ton of crap in the moving crate. Stuff in the moving crate counts against your count.
Yes, of course.
And then you're like, hey, you know, this would look good over here. So you go out and you get something. And you go to put it down. It's like, you've gotten too much items. Ah, damn it. So now we got to go sorting through everything. And it's like, oh, what do I delete? Or what do I pick up? Oh, boy. So, Frostfell starting Thursday. GU54 coming out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff to keep us busy for a while.
Yes. Which is what we need. We need stuff to keep us busy.
Yes, we do.
Yellow Kick saying that books in the moving crate don't count. I actually saw on the Narathian Home Show a house that was done completely in books.
Oh, yeah, that was really interesting.
The zero,
house count.
The zero count house. It was pretty damn cool. Well, it depends what kind of book. Some of them don't count, some of them do. So what else is there to talk about this week? Do I have anything else
just
I know?
Just waiting for everything to happen this week.
Yeah, basically. We'll have more to talk about next week, of course.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So let's run down the notes for this week. Rubber duckies, I want pictures of them. Pictures Nobody's of your rubber duckies. No one has sent me any.
Wonder why.
I don't know. You can email them to me. You can go to the forums and upload them onto the forums. I've given, you know, public access to upload stuff to the forums. Okay, rubber duckies. The 'Twas the Night Before Frostville contest.
Yep.
We have a couple of entries. I'd like more. More entries.
More.
Oh, Antu says that he posted something about an hour ago. Let me check this out. Check this out here. Mm-hmm. Ah, there we go. And two sent. Oh, there we go. Wall photos. We'll see what the rubber ducky is up to. With a gang of other rubber duckies.
It's a rubber ducky gang.
It is. There is raincoat rubber ducky. A mini rubber ducky. A kitty rubber ducky. And I think it's a rubber ducky in pajamas. I'm not sure. Kind of a flower pattern. And it looks like a tiger rubber ducky, I want to say.
Are they plotting to take over the world?
Quite possibly. I see EverQuest playing in the background.
They're really playing EverQuest?
EQ2, yeah. So there is EQ2 on one monitor, and on the other one it looks like the official EQ2 forums.
Gotta keep that best way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Antu has submitted some. Okay, let's see here. What was I about to do? I don't remember anymore. It was the night before Frostville contest. I want more submissions. Remember, you have less than a week now. Less than a week! For submissions for 'Twas the Night Before Frostville.
This coming. We want some good ones for a video.
Yes, we'd like to be able to make a video out of this.
I mean, really, if it's nothing I can really work with, I can't do it, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I can't pull a rabbit out of my
ass.
I didn't say it, you did.
Yeah, right, I did.
And then you blame me for the adult warning.
Ass.
See? I'm an angel tonight.
Hmm. This coming Friday, the 11th of December, we will have the second installment of The Silver Rose. Jethel's Silver Rose Theater on the Antonia Bale server. 5 Illiracy Lane, South Kinos on the Antonia Bale server. 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And if all goes well, the curtain will rise at midnight.
Midnight. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Last week, the ghost of the Silver Rose Theater attacked Grimmy Darkpaw of the Antonia Bale server. And he has now been placed in the obituary. We have an obituary at the front door. If you are attacked by the ghost, you will be chosen at random. You will be placed in our obituaries for all time.
All time.
I lost my notes here. We talked about Christmas movies. We talked about me choking on a peanut.
Better than choking on your chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you enjoy choking on your chicken, I mean.
Not in that way, no.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, we need to give a big old shout-out to Santania, Cheddarella, and Katrina. Big old happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday!
So we have birthdays going on.
Frostville
happening in a couple of days. And cookies and fudge.
I'm just doing fudge. What are you talking about, cookies?
Well, Santania's bringing cookies.
Okay, she can do cookies. Good.
She's bringing cookies for Christmas. And she's going to be making my green bean casserole. She says that she does it her own way, and she says I will love it.
So, you better.
So I'm letting her have the green bean casserole this year. Oh, she says, and she's bringing brittle, peanut brittle. I will enjoy it. We will consume mass quantities, and we will enjoy. And who will be bringing that brittle?
Santania.
Happy birthday, Santania!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
You know, you're having such an aversion to trolls. You sure like to get them out and send them around, don't you?
It's just creepy. It's wrong. And that's what this show is all about. The Gentle Silverwing Show is all about being wrong. And I don't think anyone doubts that or feels offended by that. If I had a straight-laced show that made sense and had a plan, a script, anything like that, people would go, "Yeah, not interested." But to come on every week and hear the mayhem and madness that is the Gentle Silverwing Show, and even the moments, I think they like it. They must. They keep coming back. Either that or just gluttons for punishment.
I was going to say. It's either that or you're paying them.
You've been on my characters. You see how little money I have.
Well, if you're paying them to come listen to the show, that's why you don't have any.
Oh, I see, I see. I assure you, I am not paying anyone. I don't think I can pay anyone enough to listen to this show. Oh, boy.
I'm cold.
It is very cold in Washington this week. Washington State, that is. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure the East Coast is freezing, too. But it is unusually cold this year. This is, what, the third day in a row that it's below freezing?
Yeah.
It is just... I mean,
that's our high temperature. Below freezing.
Yeah, our high temperature today was 28 degrees. This is Washington State. What the hell?
You're talking about snow.
Well, no doubt with the temperatures the way they are.
Well, the problem is when we get, you know, moisture come through in the clouds, it depends. I mean, if they're coming from the south or the west, they're usually tend to be warmer clouds and the temperature goes up. We end up getting snow when it comes down from the north in clouds. So I don't know.
Someone just sent me a tell here. A Kemi from the Antonia Bail Service says it's 18 degrees outside Canby, Oregon right now.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah, the wind chill factor, according to the weather report this morning before I went to work, Tacoma was supposed to have a wind chill of 9. So that's not good.
It's cold.
It's cold. But the hot tub felt good last night.
Yeah, but getting out into it...
I honestly wasn't bothered by it.
Well, no, you're used to that, mm-hmm. You know? And then when you get in, then you know you're going to have to get out.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I know the Swedish do that. They
the
hot tubs and then throw themselves in the snow and roll around,
The polar bear club. I don't understand how those people are alive. I mean, wouldn't your body go into shock?
What, from getting into something warm and then getting into something very cold?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I try to avoid those situations myself. Mm-hmm. But they say that's really good. I don't know. I
don't think I want to try it. Not something not something high on my list. Probably right up there with, you know, sticking my tongue in a blender. I can do without that. You know what the fucking stupidest thing I've ever...
You said the F word.
Yes, I did, and I don't care.
I got in trouble for saying the F word.
I visit sites that have, like, really... I visit sites that have videos that are kind of disturbing and stuff like that. You know, they'll have stuff like, you know, big car wrecks and shit like that. This guy, this kid, had to have been a college student or something like that, The name of the video was Gunshot Nipple Piercing.
That sounds like something I'd just kind of turn away from in the beginning, but you had to go look.
I shit you not, this kid tried to pierce his nipple with, I think it was an air-powered pellet gun or something like that. This was the dumbest thing. I've seen some dumb things in my life, folks, and I've done some dumb things, but nothing. A lot of people don't like the word retard because it's not politically correct, but
when you're referring to somebody doing something absolutely stupid,
you're a fucking retard!
I think that word should be reserved for people who do absolutely stupid things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
and anybody who has learning disabilities is just a learning challenged, period. Leave it at that, but yeah.
Yeah, that was just fucking retarded. I think I'm going to sing a couple of songs.
Why don't you do that?
I'm going to do that. Let's see here. Oh. Yeah, we'll do that one. Okay, we're going to bring Elquin back in about 15 minutes for our final goodbyes. Well, not final goodbyes, but our goodbyes for the night. I'm going to go ahead and sing.
Go for it.
All right, so let's see here. Let me turn off my background music. There we go. Background music is off. Volumes are up. And I will do the Den Mom song because I like it. Before I log in to play, acting cool, I'll check for patch day updates. I'm a crafting fool. One new wonder's away in Trade Skill Halls. Culinary delights within these walls. Did my recipe books get altered late at night? Did they give? Did they take? Dead Mom will show me right! The Dead Mom has got it going on, and backpacks writing for scrolls to come along. Recipes and more, Trade Skill Goddess 3'4". I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with Dead Mom. Den Mom, do you remember all the sub-combines
in your mind?
Alls for potions and sewing, wasting time.
I'm
well, I wish we had those kits like an EQ1.
That was fun.
One touch, make or break, a click and you're done. Well, I get so lonely crafting here all by myself. God damn, my rolling pan wielding mouth. The Den Mom has got it going on, and backpacks writing for scrolls to come along. Recipes and more, Trade Skill Goddess 3'4". I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with Den Mom. She's got it going on. Waiting and waiting. I'm always logging on. Oh, we all love Den Mom. What would we do without Den Mom? Recipes and more, Trade Skill Goddess 3'4". I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with Den Mom. All right, let's see here. Yeah, come on, we'll do this one.
Are you ready to rock? Are you ready to rock? Have you come to rock me? Come to rock me.
Greater Beta,
Greater Beta,
Greater Beta,
Greater Beta.
For hundreds of years, the missing elvish lands were raised and sundered by destiny's hands. Faye Fitter's Brown Groundies marched in band, now inherits a home by Tunari's hand. Crushed Bone legions told us time today. Cities empty, undefended, set for the Faye. Marching forth, they come to make their mark. A nature closes rose up for the greater Faye Dark! With the mortal forces, bully taketh things at hand, ravaging the plains with a mighty raiding band. The council decided to turn their backs one day. Bite the hand to feed them, the young get away. Like them gone to pieces, frogs echo from home. Horde gathered for war, awakened crying bones. Agathos attained like pawns on a board. An evil long awaited kind of took up a sword. Strike down the spires, bring chaos to the land. Lucan grabbed his destiny across the sand. Antonio rose to throw. How could they know? Things were growing real dark in the great invade dark! Miss Maul in his castle with his bride so sweet. Crash Bone Clan orcs in a powerful seat. The Ventil Dawn forces with orcs will soon be massed. Brownies in the Fae and can the silver soon be passing out. In was the buck, they've beaten at the dark. Caladim underground, creatures grow in stock. Clockwork took Akanon, hear him ticking in the dark. Tuna's roots grow in the greater Fae dark! The mother had a secret, couldn't let her children fall. The dragon she left to guard until her call. The bloom waits await for the mountain to part. The spring child called the mother to the greater fate dark! Shopping at the mall, he thought he played it all. Consoles, PCs, RPGs, so geeked out it's killing me. Met an Ark in Azerath, sailed past the Argonath. Changed look as he chose his path, way back kicked Mike Tyson's ass. Wanting something different, looking for his name. Sick to death of shooters, pumped up, hyped up kitty games. Roommate turned him on tonight, to something that's looking right. Found a waypoint on the map. Look out, hit started, he's losing Norath. Kinos and Freeport, Uridite tall and halfling short. The elves, high wood and dark, swimming watch out for the sharks. Poor minding underground, no clockwork running round. It's clear that he's obsessed, with ever, obsessed with EverQuest. Leading his first dungeon raid, he'll never be the same. Weeks talking about Ronnie I, friends thought he had a sty. He plotted his attack, guildmates had his back. Goblins to the left and right, not going down without a fight. Staying up till 3 a.m. to fight the Darkpod clan. common lands had shown some nerve. Give the Lord what they deserve. See Rob Lizard show some balls and Kasich lose halls. Can we stop us in store next level 80?
Time to start his epic quest.
Logging in, feeling fine since 1999. Crafting swords, brewing beer at the fanfare every year. That noob starting to drool. He says my gear is so cool. It's clear that he's obsessed obsessed with EverQuest. Time passes, game patches. When did Track and Not become a solo mob? I like the old days, hunting roleplay, sailing boat, riding rafts. I'm the crime, World of Warcraft.
Nope.
Back to Kinos and Freeport, Uranice Hall and Halfling Shore. The elves, Highwood and Dark, skimming, watch out for the sharks. No progress running round, Lord mining underground. It's clear that he's obsessed.
Obsessed with EverQuest.
Logging in, feeling fine since 1999. Nothing swords, brewing beer at the fanfare every year. That noob starting to drool. He says my gear is so cool. It's clear that he's obsessed with obsessed with EverQuest. Now let's see here. Do one more, and then we'll say our goodnights. No one's mentioned anything in the chat channel. Let's see here. Let's do Smedley. That's always a good one. No, I'm not doing the 12 Days of Frostfell. I can't do that one solo. Bad Lyra, bad. Down in San Diego, EverQuest team working nights. The Melamed and Lorne team looking for clean, balanced fights. When bursting through the door, a surrealistic scene. The big guy armored up, his shiny helmet gleamed. He looked like he'd been through hell, or at least a plane of fear. Haven't seen him like this since after the fanfare last year. When underneath his coat, a sword came into view. He swung and killed Brenlo and shouted,
"Level 2!"
The night Smedley went uber. Who needs buffs with gear like this? Going out looking for fat loot. Think his job gave his brain a little twist. Grimwill held a shield from a box of their pizza, and brandished a replica short sword of Yaxiva. Smedley's eyes were wild and sunken in his head. He swung again, alas, the copy machine's dead. If you could see one moment from his eyes, you'd be like a halfling looking at a jump-jump pie. Grimwill held his ground, steadfast on his turf. Then Smedley patched him up with a fatal nerf. The night Smedley went uber. Left and right, they fall to his blade. Stock options went through the roof, yeah. With only Smedley left to get paid. On the horizon, the players were gathering by. Oh, what could have happened to Smed? Did he have too many Red Bulls? Why do they have to die? Oh, the swords were all slashing and hammers a-bashing. Where did his sanity go? Why, Smedley, why? My. Used to be a Welcome to the Jungle karaoke kind of guy. From out of the crowd, a team ventured forth to put an end to his murderous course. They readied their weapons as they crept into the room with swords and wands and the rolling pin of doom. Now Smedley's pound up in a little white coat. He thinks he's in a dungeon with gators in the moat. The art team's all wounded. The dev team's deceased.
gonna start all over, releasing EverQuest 3.
The night Smedley went Uber, the night the boss came unglued. Lawyers left, scratching their heads. Quite a tizzy, no one left to get sued. The night Smedley went Uber, the night his mind came unfurled. Scouting orcs and planning raids in his own little fantasy world. In his own little fantasy world. In his own little fantasy world.
All right, Elkman, are you there?
Let me check. Yeah.
All right, Elkwin is here. And Jethel is here. Yes. We are here. Where are you? Anyway. I'd like to thank everyone for listening in this week to the mayhem, the music, and the madness. And more, more, more. Elkwin, who are you going to shout out to this week?
Everybody in the Legion of Kithagor.
Woo!
Everybody in the OGR channel.
Alrighty.
All the delves. Devs.
Devs. You keep throwing in an elf.
I don't know.
So they're developer elves. Is that it? They're delves?
Yes.
I see how it is.
Don't forget to listen to Sony Podcast 75.
75.
The Ho-Ho-Ho cast.
The Ho-Ho-Ho cast?
That's what they're calling it.
Alright then. The Ho cast.
No.
Amy and Brenlo go where no man has been before on the Sony podcast.
There's three hoes.
What?
There's three hoes in that cast.
Oh.
No! I mean, oh. It's a
Brenlo's a lucky
cast.
Guy. He's a man with a plan. He's Brenlo. Just talking about Brenlo. Shut your mouth. All right, I'd like to give a shout-out to everyone over at the Maiden's Fancy. The Maiden's Fancy, every Thursday, 6 Pacific Time, Nyriac Tier 1 Guild Hall.
No.
What?
Low kick. He wants to hear Southpaw's most offensive Christmas song ever. You've
I can
got
do that.
No.
I,
no.
Yep, it's going in.
Ah! No.
Let me round that up here.
Who else do I want to give some shout-outs to? Urson, Lowkick, Santania, Shiver, Dragon Rider.
Who is Dragon Rider?
We've met them before. Valander, okay. Of course.
Angela Lynn.
Angela, yep. Bill Lynn, Angela Correa.
Nicotel.
Nicotel. I'm scrolling back. Christara? Christara?
Okay.
Anyway, it was, you know. I'm scrolling back to see who sent me tells.
I see.
And if I missed yours, I'm sorry. I didn't scroll back far enough.
Reminder, this coming Friday at 11:30 Eastern, that is 8:30 Pacific Time, the Silver Rose Theater, 5 Illarissi Lane, South Kinos, under Jethel. Come to my club. Be haunted. The ghost will get you.
Maybe you'll die.
You know, I was actually thinking maybe I ought to have the channel open, the broadcast,
yeah.
Open, and I can like play background music and stuff like that, and have little haunting things going. I don't know. We'll see. It's a haunted theater, folks. Just enjoy the fun. That's all. All right, folks. That's it for this week. Let me see. What is next week? Next week. With any luck, we will be announcing the winner of the Twas the Night Before Frostfell contest. Please get your submissions in this week. I want more than just a few submissions. A few more would be nice.
Come on.
Come on, folks. The sooner the better. If you're holding off going, well, that one line doesn't sound just right. No. Send it in. Time is short, so time is of the essence. So get it in and win win big. Good night, everyone. Good night. Say good night, Elgin.
Well, all right. That's it for this week's episode of the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Dee Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by Three Badgers, Two Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Quinjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.